Some of you represent communities that have experienced mass shootings, not just in schools, but in movie theaters and in temples. And it's not unique to big cities or urban areas, as we now know. It was pure coincidence. I happened to be turned out to be a quarter of a mile back in 2006 at an outing when I heard gunshots in the woods that we didn't know where. We thought they were hunters. As I got back to the clubhouse of this outing and saw helicopters, it was a shooting that had just taken place in a small small Amish school just outside of Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
The Vice President of the United States recalling being near the site of a 2006 school shooting in Pennsylvania. There's a story all about that in today's Washington Times, and the person behind that story is Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good, Andy. How are you?
Okay. You guys evidently taken a bit by surprise when the Vice President referred to this story yesterday. We haven't heard this before, have we?
No, to my knowledge, he never told that story before, and as it turned out today, the story is kind of falling apart.
Yes, and that's what I kind of wanted to get at. This, to me, is akin to Hillary making this comment.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles.
And, of course, a week later she had to say, that never really happened because there was a little investigation into that. And it appears that's what's going on with Mr. Biden's claim, too, right?
That's right. I spoke today to a golf pro at the golf course that is nearest to the site of this 2006 school massacre in Lancaster County, PA. And he said, we're 5 miles away from that schoolhouse, easy. There's no way anybody could hear a gunshot outdoors. And, on the day of the massacre, this gunman was inside the schoolhouse shooting, executing these poor little kids. So he said there's no way that anybody on this golf course could have heard those gunshots. And even so, he never saw. This guy has worked at the course for 30 years, and he's never seen Joe Biden play golf at this golf course.
I don't know why this should surprise me, but I had heard this morning that the story was indeed falling apart. And you know, excuse me, but this is the Vice President of the United States. Why does he feel he has to spin some type of tale?
Honestly, I don't know. You know, it gets people's attention when you're close to gunfire, I guess. So, and I think it's clear that he was then a senator, but I think it's clear that Biden was in the area that day playing golf. There's a nicer golf course about 10 miles away from this school, Lancaster Country Club, which is probably where somebody like Joe Biden would have gone to play golf that day. And he may well have heard, you know, shooting going on at a target practice range at a sportsman's club in the area. I don't know if it was hunting. It was early October. I don't know what kind of hunting they would be doing in October. I know deer season in Pennsylvania doesn't start until late November. But at any rate, he was definitely in the area. It's quite possible that, as you said, he saw medical helicopters flying to the scene of the schoolhouse because the helicopters were used to evacuate these wounded children to the hospitals. But somehow, either in his memory or, you know, in stretching the truth, he's getting it very wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned Lancaster Country Club because I do know the pro there. In fact, I talk to him from time to time, so I'm going to have to ask him now about
that. There you go.
I do, yeah. Biden talked about a coarsening of the culture with these mayors yesterday. I was somewhat surprised by that. I think these guys, their main focus has been on the actual gun control element of this whole situation more so than the culture.
Yeah, and he told an interesting story about the late Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan and how Moynihan supposedly, you know, this is another Biden story, so I'll have to throw supposedly in there, but Moynihan told Biden once upon a time that he remembered when the St. Valentine's Day massacre occurred in Chicago, you know, the Al Capone era, and seven gangsters, I think, were killed in that massacre, and it was front page news across on every paper in the country. And then the Moynihan's point, according to Biden, was that, you know, nowadays, or before Moynihan died, a horrible crime, you know, involving two or three people shot dead would get buried on the back pages of the newspaper, and he, Moynihan referred to it as defining deviancy down, and Biden was latching onto that phrase yesterday with the mayor's group and saying we can't keep defining deviancy down, we need to, you know, restore the value of, you know, of life and you know, protect our children and so on.
Mm-hmm. He acknowledged the fight in Congress over tougher gun laws would be a tough one, didn't he?
Yes, no question. He was involved, you know, he was at the front of getting the original assault weapons ban passed in 1994, and, you know, he said, I have no illusions about how hard it's going to be, but we have to try.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take it to another topic, and that is inauguration. Obviously, this is going to be a weekend of celebration for the Obamas, and I couldn't help but notice they're even closing a runway at Dulles Airport to allow for the private planes to come into the area over the next couple of days. Many Hollywood types, many of the left elitists will be arriving, and I'm just curious, the president, did we get any word on what his exact schedule is for the weekend?
Not exactly. I know tomorrow, because of the conflicting with the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday, actually on Saturday now, the president is going to be participating in a service event for the National Day of Service honoring Dr. King, and because normally that would occur on the Monday holiday, but that's now going to be the big inauguration ceremony. So he's definitely going to do that. Chelsea Clinton is going to be on the National Mall on Saturday to lead this day of service event, and you know, there'll be events all over the country on that score. And then on Sunday, actually, is the real swearing in of the president and vice president, because it's January 20th, and the Constitution says it's got to be on January 20th.
Right.
However, you know, when it falls on a Sunday like this year, they're just doing it in private. So the president will be in the White House with Chief Justice Roberts and a few family members to take the oath, and that'll be, you know, just a very short ceremony. And I think the vice president's going to have the same, take the oath at the vice president's residence in Washington also on that day. And then, of course, Monday will be the big official swearing in, even though it doesn't have the force of law on the Capitol step, on the front of the Capitol with the parade and everything.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I'm assuming you'll be involved in that in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, in closing today, Dave, I want to admit that I was right down the street, probably within a quarter mile of where the vice president spoke yesterday. So,
at a Starbucks?
Yeah, that's right. All right. Have a great week.
Did you hear any cars backfiring?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. All right, Dave, thanks for your help. Have a good weekend.
All right, Andy.
See ya. Bye. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Yeah, you'll want to check that story out. Biden recalls being near site of 2006 school shootings in Pennsylvania. And it's just one of these things. You know, look, why do you have to make stuff up? It sure sounds like he did. And there were a couple of news organizations trying to find, you know, where in the heck did this story come from? It came out of the blue yesterday at this mayor's conference. And when they start checking into it, it starts unraveling. Just doesn't make any sense. 4:46, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.